let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. So where does Santa Claus find his helpers to work in the North Pole with him? How did they get there? Well, these are age-old questions that are answered in a thoughtful and fun-loving way by author Robin Jones as he reveals what happened to him when he was 5 years old in 1949, very sick with pneumonia, in the heartwarming picture book for children, Letter from Santa, that shares the story of a sick little boy and the letter from Santa that made all the difference. Robin has 5 children, 7 grandkids, 2 great-grandkids. He also has been interested in writing for a number of years, writing and poetry, loves to read to children, his goal to keep the magic of Christmas alive, and he's doing it in his book, Letter from Santa. The author, writer, poet, Robin Jones, back with us on This Week in America. Robin, welcome back to the program. It's so great to have you with us.
Thanks, Rick. It's great to be back. I enjoyed our talk last year, and I'm sure this will be as good or better than last year.
Well,
thank
it
you.
Was so much fun, and this is the time of year I look forward to Christmas and a chance to chat with Robin, because Christmas is so meaningful to you from a number of standpoints, including back in 1949. Briefly, before we get into the book, talk about this story. This is fascinating. This is 1949. This was a whole lot of years ago. Things were different in hospitals. You're there, you're suffering from pneumonia, and your dad really turned things around for you, didn't he?
He did. He used to come in every day and read me a story. I mean, at that time, only one person was allowed in a room at a time, and so my dad was a designated person. He made sure of that. My mom was home looking after my brothers and sisters anyway. So he used to read to me, especially Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and then one day he brought me a letter, and it was from Santa Claus. There was a smudge mark on the envelope, even, to show that the elves had dropped it off coming down the chimney. And so he read that letter to me, and with the help of the doctors and the nurses and that letter, I was home in time for Christmas.
That's just an amazing story. Your father was just as instrumental, I think, as the medical people in getting you cured at home in time for Christmas that year. Now, that was, as I said, 1949. Let's go ahead a few years ago when you're in the attic. That's sort of the inspiration for the book. Talk about that when you were going through some old papers, and there was the letter from Santa.
Yes, I was in the attic sifting through some papers. I had put my wife in the home shortly before that. She had dementia, and I was going through the stuff up there to move and I came across an old scrapbook that I'd made when I was under 10, and I found some old letters and cards that I had put in there at that time. And I opened up this one letter and one envelope, and there was this letter from Santa Claus, still in perfect condition, all written in red cursive ink. And so I started to tell it at the Storytellers Guild, where I live here in Victoria, British Columbia. And I told it several times, told it at libraries and different gatherings of children. And several people said, you know, why don't you get that letter published? So I did.
And the end result, it's such a beautiful book, beautifully done, Letter from Santa by Robin Jones. The book is available wherever books are sold, and we'll go through that here in just a second, all of the places. And Robin's website is robinwjones.com. You'll get information there as well. And if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on as well. Talk a little bit about a change in the past year. The book is republished. You changed the format there. And I thought last year, boy, you did an A-plus job. Well, this is an A-plus-plus job with the republishing. The format really enhanced what I thought was a perfect product. Talk about that and the thought process of having the book in a different format, because it's beautifully done once again.
It is. I think when the pictures were drawn initially, by Marfandos, she had them in her mind to be for 8.5 by 8.5, and I put the first one out 8.5 by 11, so there was borders and things that weren't filled. And so this time we reduced it to 8.5 by 8.5 and put all the pictures on the left hand side, and all the writing on the right. So I think it flows even better than it did before. And I'm very happy with the way it turned out. And I think the pictures, they fill the whole each page. And
yes.
I'm very happy with the way it turned out.
Well, you did an excellent job with this. The book is available at Amazon, all of the usual places. RobinWJones.com is the website. The new hardcover is interesting as well. It almost shows the book off a little bit more. And again, I thought you did a superb job on the book cover last year. Talk about redesigning the cover, the new hardcover.
Yeah, we books, all of us, especially our age, you know, we were raised book elf books, I think they were called. Everything was hardcover for kids' books. And when I had some hardcover ones designed this year, and I've taken some around, it shows the book off even better. And it's, of course, it's better for libraries or parents that have a bunch of kids and the kids are handling it. And it, the color is a little sharper. You pay extra for that. But it, the whole thing is, I'm extremely satisfied with it.
It's a beautifully done project. The book is A Letter from Santa by Robin Jones. I think I've said beautiful about 17 times now, but that pretty well sums it up. It's spectacular. That's not hyperbole. That's just an accurate assessment of the job that that Robin has done with this. This is the ideal book for a child to read, and I think it's really great to read with the child. They can read it to you. You can talk about it, or you can do the same. You can read it to them, and they can respond. It's so well done. When you went up in the attic and you started looking at all of this, you found the letter up there. Was there any other material relating to the book that you found in the attic as well? I'm sure you found a number of old papers and the memories came flooding back.
They did. At that point in time, siblings and things were not and things, siblings or aunts and uncles or anything like that weren't allowed in the room. So my brothers and sisters, they all sent me little notes, and all those notes were there as well. You know, my brother being silly, you know, saying, you know, I'm gonna still waiting to beat you up when I come home, and laughing at the end. And then he had a new dog, and just my sisters saying how much they missed me, and that my little red boots were dangling off the end of my legs there when they took me away to the hospital, and my older sister was saying how scared she was, and my mom as well, she sent me notes, and my grandmother. So I still have all that material, and it's very heartwarming when I look at it. It's all part of the feeling of Christmas. We always had a very nice tight Christmas, so it was very nice to see that material there as well.
Well, and that's one of the themes of the book that I think is so important, Christmas, and it really is a special time of year, and it was for you, obviously, as well over the years, and still is.
It is, very much so, and I, my children are I'm in Ontario, and I only get to see them a couple of times a year, and I don't know what'll be happening with COVID now, but anyway, they, we always, as kids, and with my own children and with when I was being raised, we all gathered around the tree Christmas morning, and I'm one of five kids, and we opened a gift one by one and then had to show it around. We were wanting to rip everything open. Mom and Dad wanted to
exactly,
see
yes.
what we all got for Christmas. So it was my dad would be wrapped up in a blanket, you know, very sleepy, and my mom wrapping gifts for five kids is a lot of gifts. And one thing that was kind of interesting, I didn't find out till later. In fact, a couple of years ago, my older sister was telling me some of the toys that we got were brought in by some of my aunts and uncles. They kept them the day before. Some of them were used even, but in really good condition. And given to my mom the night before, so that they helped to assist my mom and dad, because my dad was government job, modest income.
Yes.
And so I didn't find that out until a couple of years ago. So that was makes it even better that it was a real family gathering, and we all gave thanks and had a great Christmas breakfast, and it was all just very cozy, and I raised my kids the same way. Very nice time of year for me.
Well, I know an important part of Christmas as you were growing up and now, it's not just the gifts and the giving and the ripping the presents open. It's giving back as well, and we've talked before about your family was active in helping in the community. Christmas was a time to give back and extend hands to other people, wasn't it?
It was, yes. I was raised as a Quaker, and we had certain drives that we did to give things back. But I'm from Toronto originally, and the Toronto Star had a scheme called Star Boxes, and they raised money in each area, each church or whatever it was given a certain amount of boxes to deliver to the poor in Toronto. And so when I was 11 or 12, I went around with my dad and delivered the he'd stay in the car, and the car was full of these boxes, and we took these designated boxes to the very poor. This was the only gift that they'd be getting. And I said last time too, the biggest memory I had was delivering five of these boxes to a family that was living under a set of stairs. It was a big set of stairs. It was a huge house, but it was all a rooming house. And these other kids would come out and meet me, and they'd be in tattered dresses and, you know, their noses running. Not that mine never did, but anyway, it was so touching for I couldn't believe that other people, when you see it on pictures, that's one thing, you know, National Geographic or whatever, you see it in real life.
Yes.
And I'd get back and say, you know, what's happening, Dad? And he said, that's the only gift those children will have. That's why we do these Starbucks drives.
You know,
and
that's
very, very touching for me.
Yeah. Well, it's a memory, obviously, that's you described that like it happened a week ago. So it's a memory that stayed with you through all of these years. This book is Keeping Alive the Magic of Christmas, Family Values. It's Letter from Santa by Robin Jones. I mentioned the book's available at Amazon, all the usual places. Where's the best, and your website, where's the best place to go to get information and to order Letter from Santa?
Well, you can do robinwjones.com, or you can do robinwjones.ca, and either one will take you to different websites, and then there's little small videos and things like that in both of them. And if you're in Canada, you can just give me a call and I'll mail it to you. I can mail copies out to people if they'd like and sign them, and they just pay the difference of the postage. So that's an option as well. If they'd like that, I'm totally open to that.
Yeah, and that's robinwjones.com, and we'll have that information on our website as well. Now printed in Canada, $9.99 U.S., $12.99 Canadian. Same story, just a different format. As we're talking, and we've done this before, I sense today you're as excited about this book as you were when it first came out. This really is fun for you, isn't it?
It is. I give several away. The other day I met somebody, and I just started talking to her. We had our masks on. We were COVIDing. And so I was just chatting, and I said, do you have a child? And she said, yeah. I said, how old? And she says, five. And I said, well, hang on. I mean, they're reluctant to give out their, you know, information to a stranger.
Yes.
But anyway, we took our masks down and had social distancing, and so that we could just sort of chat. And I gave her a book, and she was totally thrilled and giving it like that. And I also give silver dollars to people that I like now as well, just as a little gesture. And they remember that just like crazy. So with the two things, I try and get them to remember me so that I can be part of their gift giving as well.
And if the silver dollar doesn't work, your clothing will. Are you still doing the monochromatic where it's like, okay, that's that Robin guy again, and he's going to give us a silver dollar if we go talk to him.
Yes, I have one of my friends that I met in Toronto last year, and we hadn't seen her for 50 years, but we grew up together. We talk about once a week, and she calls me a walking piece of performing art.
Well, you pull it off well.
Outfits. I have six outfits, all different colors that match my shoes. So it's very fun. And people say, boy, you really want to stand out. And I say, yes, I do. My job is to make people happy. And that is my job right now. In my senior years, my job is to make people happy. And I think I'm doing a good job of it.
Well, it's a job well done. This book is touching so many people. And by the way, if you watch the video of this, and you'll find it on YouTube, you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and click on videos, you'll see a picture of Robin in my favorite, the yellow suit. I shouldn't say my favorite. I haven't seen you in all six, but I like the yellow one. That
Yellow's pretty dramatic.
Yep, it I like is, that. Yes. That does make a statement. The book is A Letter from Santa. I'm not on the Pulitzer Committee, but I'd give you an award if there was one for children's books. I'm so impressed with this. Have you won any awards for the book?
Yes, last summer, not the one that just passed, the summer before, I won the Pacific Book Award for Best New Children's
Book.
So I was thrilled with that.
Fantastic. You know, you do such a nice job with this. I mentioned, and I'll talk about the poetry here in a second. We focus on the writing of this book. You did such a nice job with this. You're an accomplished writer and poet. Any other books on the horizon? Any other letters you might have found in the attic that will serve as inspiration for the next book?
I haven't, I haven't found any letters, but I have written the next book. It's called Elfis. The Friendly, E-L-F-I-S, Elf, the Friendly Elf. And it carries on with this type of thing, but it's a battle between between Santa Claus and Jack Frost as to who's going to be able to have control and work hand in hand as well in the North Pole. And it's quite good. It involves the North Wind, and there's little riddles and songs. And so I just have to wait just a bit longer, and then I can afford to put it out as well.
Hopefully we can talk about that. I love what you do, the touch that you have in writing these books to inspire adults as well as the younger people. Letter from Santa by Robin Jones, robinwjones.com, the website. Books available wherever books are sold. I mentioned you were an accomplished poet, I think over a couple hundred poems that you've written. Talk about your other literary interest.
Yeah, I have written a lot of poetry, probably 200 or 300 poems. I wrote one about Black Lives Matter, and I wrote one the other day to compliment all my friends on how dear they are to me. And I sent each one out. They're usually seven verses. I sent each one out separately rather than a big, I don't know what you call it. But anyway, I sent each one separately to let the person know that I was thinking about them. And the next day, I received a message back from one of my friends around the corner, and she said, "Thanks, Robin. I needed that because my best friend committed suicide yesterday. And maybe if we had reached out and touched her more often," you know, it's hard to say, of course, "she might not have done that." And I love telling my friends that I love them. It always feels good, and they love it, and I have delight in doing it. And so that it's a big deal for me to tell people that I care about them and that I want them in my life.
A few minutes left in the program. I want to talk about that aspect of it and how much fun this has been for you. Talk about some of the exciting moments, the heartwarming moments. You talk about the young child, you give them a copy of the book to see the smiles on faces, knowing there are hundreds of thousands of kids that are touched by the book Letter from Santa that you will never even know about. How much fun, how heartwarming is this to be part of this, that because you're sharing your message, you're making the world a little better for a lot of people?
I certainly hope so. I think one of my most dramatic was several years ago. I was in a girls' school, and there was probably 40 or 50 kids there. And they, when it was, I was there about 10 or 15 minutes, 20 minutes, reading it to them, and they wanted pictures of me and things like that, you know, with them. And then the next day, I received a letter from the librarian, and one of the girls was about 5 or 6. She said, "I feel so much better now that I know the options that I have when I go to heaven. I mean, it is a fictitious book, but still, she, for her, it was delightful to know that she, if she went to heaven, she had a choice of what was going to be happening to her. And the other kids, they all want, several of them want to know if I've ever met Santa, and they just delight in reading. So many young kids open up the books immediately and just start looking and can't wait to go ahead and have their parents read it to them.
Well, the way the book, again, is so well, it's so well laid out, the colors, everything will draw you in, and the storyline as well. Do you have a platform that you would like to reach with the book? Any goal like that?
Well, I'd actually love it if I could sell 100,000 so that I could carry on and, put my next book out. It is very expensive to publish, but it, I would love to do that because I love writing so much. And I am still working now to carry on to so that I can keep publishing and hopefully cheer up some other children's and adults' lives.
I get the impression you're going to keep writing as long as you can. You're having this is keeping you young, isn't it? People are trying to find to capture the fountain of youth. I think you found it in writing. It sounds like, boy, this is something you look forward to every day.
I certainly have. Yeah, I'm delighted that I have. The work that I'm doing, I'm a contractor, a builder, and because I'm kneeling most days, each kneel is sort of like doing a squat. So I do. I don't do diddly squat. I do real squats.
These are mega squats that you're doing.
It does keep me extremely healthy, and for that, I'm grateful. And I'm meeting new people all the time. I try and meet a new person each day if I can, and if not, make somebody smile when I give them just say hello or give them the silver dollar. So, yeah, in that respect, I'm very grateful.
Well, you're reaching out and touching so many lives. It's been such a pleasure to have you back on the program. Robin Jones, our guest. The book is Letter from Santa. Same story, different format is available now. You'll find it at Amazon, all of the usual places in the United States and Canada. Price in the U.S. is $9.99, $12.99 Canadian. The book is, again, available through all of those places, as well as Robin's website. And you can get in contact with Robin as well by going to his website, robinwjones.com. Okay, it's officially Christmas now. We've had Robin on the program to talk about Letter from Santa. We can all celebrate the holiday. A little different this year, but we can still celebrate the holiday. And the book will put us back in that holiday spirit, a father's love for his child, a belief of Santa Claus, a big part of healing. And that was certainly your case back in 1949. So many great messages, great stories in the book Letter from Santa. Robin, it is always a pleasure to have you with us on the program. Merry Christmas. Continued success. We will stay in touch, and great to have you back with us.
Thank you, Rick. Same. Great to be back and to chat with you again. Thanks for your positive attitude.
I look forward to our chat once again. Next year, we can celebrate Christmas together again. Okay. The book is a Letter from Santa, Robin Jones. Book available at robinwjones.com, other places as well. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.